When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
You hear better?
I hear this. Oh, no, I do hear better. I don't know what I did.
Welcome to Mom's and Merlot!
We have a new machine, and I'm not 100% on how to use it, but welcome.
Yay. It's pretty.
It is. It's really pretty. It's colorful.
That mic that you turned off is what mic?
Two.
And what mic are you? You're on. You're on mic two.
I'm on one. No, I'm on one.
You are on one.
I'm on one.
She's I'm on three.
And she's on four.
And who's on first?
Try the new mic cord.
Oh, Gen Z people won't get that joke.
Do you want me to turn it off and start over?
No, just unplug this mic cord, a new one.
And for the technical part of our presentation.
I want to say something, but it's not going to. But then it's going to be off.
No.
You're making a face that Nathan makes.
No.
I can see this face. This is familiar.
Like, there's a lot of going on right now for the listeners at home, and I don't want to start over because I really appreciated me and Vanessa's synchronized who's on first. So I really would like to keep that.
Hello. Oh, that sounds the same. Okay. Well, all of that to sound exactly the same. But welcome. That was your tech minute. But like I said, we have a new machine, and we're still like trying to figure it out. But it's really cool. I like it so far.
I feel like I want to just grab the buttons and like just go. Like for the listeners at home,
I didn't put it that loud.
Not to
I
do
put
that.
It that loud because the mama's one is really low.
I was going to say.
The second time tonight my ears have been blown out. Thank you.
That was not my fault.
Real quick, my name is Vanessa. Just in case this is your first time with us, my name is Vanessa. With me is Stephanie, the ear blowout bitch.
Hello.
And Christy.
Hola.
Christy on first.
Yes. Christy's on first. That's who's on first. But yeah, we have a soundboard and we can like personalize it. And like we have this.
That only Vanessa can hear right
Yeah, now. I'm the only one that can hear, which is really great because it can be insulting you guys and you will have no idea until you listen back.
Where's so, the that's what jack adapter for the beats?
That's
what I put it in the blue Best Buy bag over there.
Yeah, that's why we're all going to get headphones so that we know when
what's happening.
When somebody is insulting us
and
with sounds.
You know, we probably should. Oh, well.
We're going to keep everything here, including the headphones?
No, mine are coming with me.
See, but that's the thing. It's like when I'm thinking of like when we have a guest and there's a fourth person that's not one of our people. I'm thinking more for Geekmore.
No.
We need to have an extra pair of headphones.
But yeah. So like we can take phone calls maybe now?
We can actually. And we can have call-ins if people want to call in because now we have the technology.
Yeah. We can get like a Google phone number so we're not giving out our personal phone numbers. Yeah. I feel so professional.
Yeah, we're moving up, people. We're moving up.
It's only been
what, 3 years? Long?
Yeah, for us, but for Rubro and like all of the other podcasts on our network, like so yeah. Okay, so today we are drinking a Gnarly Head 1924 limited edition Cabernet Sauvignon.
I'm very mature.
It's a double black Cabernet Sauvignon. I got it at Publix because Cabernet Sauvignon. It was on sale. So, cheers. It's really dark.
Yeah.
And very leggy.
It pours really nice.
It does.
I don't know. Were we on in the beginning?
I like pressed record and the Nary came in, so I stopped it. So the track is there. I might just like smush it into the front.
Yeah, because it has like a very nice pour.
It does.
So I don't know if that's the bottle. I don't know
what it is, but I picked it up without even like, I could hear it without even putting it close to the mic. So it was real pretty.
And okay, first sips.
Oh, I was supposed to wait for you guys?
Actually, it's really very, very light.
Oops.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to actually like pay attention to wine.
Yeah. I really feel like we should fucking take a class to learn what the fuck we're talking about.
Total Wine does them for free.
I know, but like we should do it. We say we're going to do it and then we never do.
Yeah, but
still looking at headphones.
Huh? Yeah, but those are, I don't, for that I just got the ones that I really wanted. Oh, I've been stalking these for about like,
I can't
a good
find
5 years.
A cute pair of headphones that has the quarter inch jack that I need. What the fuck?
Sorry, friend.
This is really obnoxious. What the hell, Amazon? Do better. I expect more. I'm going to write a very strong...
Check Best Buy. Maybe Best Buy has.
Fuck Best Buy. They're so inflated in their prices.
All right. Well, I'm trying to help.
And now Best Buy will never be a sponsor for us.
Damn it.
I'm going to write a very strongly worded letter to Jeff Bezos because you need to have more options. I'm sure you're very much in control. You know that he's allegedly not Cuban. It's his stepfather. And he like took the stepfather's name. For like,
well, there was a whole story.
Diversity's sake.
Well, I don't know. There was a whole story that I read recently about, well, whether it's the stepfather or his father, but it was like his father, and it was like the story of how he migrated over here.
Right.
So I don't know if they're actually related or not. Like, but whatever it may be. But
I don't know.
Guys, I think I'm picking up a radio station. Because I hear like
other people talking
really soft. I don't know if it's picking it up in the recording. I hope not. But I feel like I hear...
Like smooth jazz?
No, like voices.
Oh. You're hearing voices?
Are you sure that's just not in like your brain?
I mean, it could be.
Have we gotten to that point? You're just hearing voices now?
No, I definitely think I'm picking up a radio station.
So when you listen to this, if you hear
it, just ignore it.
Or once we post this, go to Instagram and comment, I hear voices too.
Yes. Oh my God, that's going to be the title. I hear voices.
And it's going to take a weird turn.
I hear voices. Hopefully they don't come out in the recording. Actually, if they don't come out in the recording, then I'm going to look like a crazy person.
I mean,
so there's fun either way.
You're normal.
I mean, true.
So fun either way.
Yeah. So what's up, guys? We haven't been together, the three of us, in a minute.
Well, the last time Christy and I were together, we were with
our primos. Right. Has that gone out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did a while.
They tagged us. They tagged all three of us, and they're like, guess which mom is missing? Me. It was me. Spoiler alert. It was me.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And then...
Tell Cersei it was me.
Yeah, and then we haven't posted the... We did record last week, but
I haven't edited it yet.
But I'm not on that episode, so it's okay.
No.
No, but we did, like, what Woobro does when they... Or Shiver, they watch a movie... And talk about it as they're watching the movie.
What movie did you watch?
We watched Wine Country.
I haven't seen that.
Because you have to.
Like, it's your fucking homework now.
Yeah.
You need to watch it because we have an idea.
Listen.
And we need to discuss it with you, but you need to watch the
fucking
movie.
A lot of Is it to go to wine country? Because you don't have to discuss it.
No, well, that's happening.
That's
already
a different. That's but no, no, no. This is like something else that's a little more pressing. It's like time sensitive, so you need to watch it.
Yeah, we have an idea.
Okay, well, thank you for including me in this conversation. It's been
a
week.
That's why we're like waiting for you.
But you didn't
tell me to watch the movie.
First of all, relax. Second of all,
very loud.
Don't tell me to relax.
Second of all, like, tell me, hey, I need you to watch Wine Country because we want to talk to you about something. Not be like,
I super cryptic. I said like, that.
No, you did not. You said,
okay, well, we're telling you, you now.
Said, oh, hey, have you watched Wine Country? Like a very casual question. And I was like, no, I haven't.
I feel like we said watch it because we need to talk to you.
Because I have an idea.
You know what? I'm pretty sure I have.
Go look at the receipts.
Okay, look for the receipts, but I'm pretty sure I don't remember that conversation.
Because I feel I said, watch Wine Country because I have an idea for SuperCon.
Oh, kitty, so cute.
Oh, that is a cute kitty. But yeah, so
well, I can't watch Wine Country because I've been too busy watching Big Little Lies, and I know I'm super late to this party.
That sounded like Big Little Lies.
Sorry.
No, it was Pretty Big Lies.
Right. Yeah.
It was pretty
I've been watching. Because every time I hear Little pretty. Lies, like, that's what I want to say. I've been watching Big Little Lies this week. We binged it in 3 days. And
it's fantastic.
We're done. We finished before dinner. And I have a lot of thoughts and I have a lot of feelings. And again, I know I'm like a year late to this party because it's about season two is about to debut, but Vanessa's also late to the Handmaid's Tale party and she just finished
it today. No, I'm not super late because the next season starts in like 2 weeks,
but that is late,
but it's been a year. At least like caught up and I'm ready for the new season.
Well, the same thing. I'm caught up and I'm ready for Big Little Lies,
which I feel like nowadays, if the show is still on the air,
you're not late.
That a lot of people do that. Like, Jeff caught up to Game of Thrones right for the last season.
Right.
So, like, if you can catch and then that's, like, why I'm, like, cautious with, like, spoilers for current shows.
Right.
Because there is a lot of people that wait for it to all come out at the same time to then binge right before the next season.
Yeah, but that's on them. That's not on you. So, whatever.
Sometimes. I don't disagree with that.
That's on them. You can't be responsible for everybody's television schedule. That's impossible.
Yeah. But yeah, you need to watch Wine Country because I got an idea and nobody's going to get it, but I want to do it. And do you know that my mom was watching? I walked into my mom's room the other day.
Okay, but does it involve me cosplaying because I don't cosplay?
It's not really cosplaying.
Okay.
It's like a
shirt. Just watch the movie.
It's like a shirt. And I walked into my mom's room last night and she's watching Wine Country and I'm like, this is for all ages.
Well, that's like, not
but you know the
age
reviews
group,
aren't great.
Which I don't know why.
I don't understand why,
because
it's great.
Hysterical.
Because it's a female-led movie.
Yeah.
And
people suck.
Well, you can hear mine and Christy and Missy's reaction to it on our previous.
Yeah, and it was good because we actually had all seen it before.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to like be really quiet to as we were paying attention because we'd already seen
which
it.
Which is what I don't like about doing those kinds
exactly.
of things.
Exactly. So it was good and we had like other topics that we talked about, which Missy did not understand one of my theories. Which I can discuss here as well. It's perfectly okay because it's not related to Wine Country. And you can also hear for that recording is that she didn't understand that I was not ready to meet Zachary Levi yet at MegaCon. And I'm like, I'm okay that I didn't go and didn't meet him because I am not presentation ready. And she's like, you're going to have a chance. I'm like, listen.
Yeah, I'm kind
granted,
of.
Listen,
granted. Listen, I don't like to agree with Missy a lot, but I kind of agree with her.
Granted, but let's put it this way. Zachary Levi has been on the list forever.
It's still not like, but, I love you.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's not going to happen. That's like me being presentation ready for Hemsworth. Like, it's not.
Well, Hemsworth is like married. Levi is single.
You're married.
But he's on the list.
Yes, but that's a fuck. That's not a relationship.
Exactly. I am not presentation ready for either.
Okay, well, then, okay. All right, I guess.
So if I got the chance.
I guess with that logic.
If I got the chance to throw myself at him, I want to be at my best.
Alrighty.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I get it, but
I'm just putting it out there. He's been on the list for a very long time. He's like number one to eight, 1A, 1B going on right there.
I mean, okay.
I'm in.
To each his own, but you know, whatever.
I've seen the progression. I've seen the work he's put in.
I mean, Shazam, Zachary Levi can get it. So
I haven't seen it
he's
yet.
He's put the work in. His current Instagram, Zachary Levi is just amazing, but I've put in the work from like beginning Nerdy Chuck. Oh, I've been vested.
I'm shocked, but, really.
I know, right? Because I have such a type.
I'm looking.
You really?
What
do.
Are you looking for?
I'm looking
for
the receipts. I know, you are the person that sticks to your type probably the most.
Yep.
Like, I have appreciation Like, there is some that go, like, across the board.
No, obviously.
Like, there's, like an appreciation.
Jason Momoa is Jason Momoa.
And, like, right. Chris Hemsworth is Chris Hemsworth. Yeah,
no,
and,
I understand
you know,
that.
There's, like, appreciation. People that, like, listen.
Those are, like, 11s out of 10.
Like, you.
Right.
Like, well, like, the joke that I made today, because today is apparently National Siblings Day, National Brothers Day. Okay. And, like, E! News posted a picture of the Hemsworth brothers, and it shows.
It's so sad, because Luke is cute. On Westworld, he's so cute.
So, like, it says
Luke. But then it's like, you put him in the same room with his brothers, and he's, like, the fucking redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's Luke. They showed a picture of Luke, Liam, and Chris. And it's
poor
like.
Redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, and I go to the girls, I'm like, let's discuss when you're the best looking guy in the room, and then your brothers walk in. Because literally, he's cute. Like he said, in Westworld, I was like, oh, that guy's cute. And then I looked it up.
And I knew who it was in Westworld, too.
And I was
knew,
like, oh.
I knew there was a third Hemsworth.
Yeah. And I just wasn't sure that that was him. So until I looked it up, and I was like,
he
okay.
He looks like them, just not as hot as them.
And tall.
Yeah. He's the short one.
He's the short one.
He's like, well, but hold on. But why I say short one, he's like 5'10", and they're like 6'3". So
again, short, right not here. In his family.
Stephanie Fresnano Yoa, did you or did you not watch Wine Country yet from Christy? Then Stephanie said, not yet. And Christy said, please watch. Then I have an idea. And
but there's no sense of urgency behind that.
But she doesn't use exclamation correctly.
But tell me, like, I have an idea for, but she said it now. Tell me, I have an idea for SuperCon and I need you to watch it ASAP or something.
Okay, well, now you know.
Like, because if there's no urgency behind it, I don't have a sense of,
see,
like,
this is where I need my sound drop. If you don't know, and I know.
Is that one of the ones you want to add?
Now it is because I wanted to use it, but it's not there.
Okay. Listen, I have.
We're going to have that so many times in this episode.
Listen, I just can't knock down her wine glass when I shoot my hand.
The question is, can we replace, like,
yeah,
as, like, for, like, Mama's recording? Because I feel that, like, we need
if
this.
If we want to replace as we're recording, it needs to be plugged into
no,
the computer.
No, not as we're recording. Like, but okay, like we're going to record, so we need to put up our list.
Yeah.
Because you know that we need the friends of Phoebe. She thought that he knew, so he knows that she knows it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because we have that discussion.
It's actually really easy. It's just like drag and drop the clip into the place that you want it, and then
but we need to have like maybe change like, colors. We need to have them like playlisted maybe like somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. We can just make like a folder or
right,
something.
Exactly.
You have to move the files one by one.
Eso mismo.
I understood. I got you.
It's been a long day.
Same.
We're here.
It normally takes me like 15-20 minutes to get home from work, and it took me an hour to get home from work today. Yeah, and I left at 12 because there was a motorcycle accident on the turnpike, and like the guy was dead, like laid out on the ground, like dead. And it like, but it took up the entire turnpike. Like they were diverting traffic onto the shoulder.
Oh, gosh.
So it was.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
I was gonna say because I got no traffic today.
Yeah. And I left early because I closed my office early.
Because schools are like basically
done.
They're
done. Yeah. Link's official last day was today. He has to go back Tuesday for the practice for the little promotion ceremony. And then Wednesday is the promotion ceremony. And then the week after my birthday, which is in 2 weeks, my dad is taking him to Virginia for 2 weeks.
Fun.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
sounds like a vacation to me.
I mean, yeah, I was telling David today at dinner, I'm like, maybe we should start doing, maybe take advantage of like, those 2 weeks and do some of the things around town that we've been saying we wanted to do. Like, maybe we'll finally go to fucking Topgolf.
Well, let me know because my in-laws will be in town.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
we can go do something.
We can go do something.
Fun.
Let's do that. Because they'll probably be taking.
Cool. I'll watch from here.
Because they'll probably be taking.
I'm sorry.
Well, I already told. He's not starting. He's going to stay at his school, which he's happy about for like to play with his other friends.
Yeah.
For summer.
Well, no, until Link gets back.
Until Link gets back, and then they'll go to camp together.
Because I want him to have at least like one friend as he walks in.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I might, because you can do like a, and this is like super irrelevant, but they do let you like do a per day, so I might like put him in like the, depending on when he gets back this week, I might put him in for like the last day or two. Like if it's more than 2 days, I'll put him in.
Right.
But that doesn't matter because I mean Nate can start that Monday because Link already knows everybody there. So.
Yeah, either way.
Because Christy and I are going to be at the same school now. So.
Which that's just going to be horrible.
But next year, both of my kids are going to be in the same school. And that makes me so happy because it's only one drop off and one pickup.
Is it one pickup?
Well, one pickup and then an hour later, another one.
Oh, you can't just leave the other one?
No.
The school's down the street from Target. We know where she's going.
Yeah.
What?
what?
That's not gonna happen.
Yes. At all.
At all. Mm-mm. Nope.
So he's only gonna do the 3 hours of EPK?
In public school, it's more than 3 hours.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's from 8 to 1:50.
Oh, okay.
It's almost a full day.
Oh, so Sophie's now staying later.
Yeah, Sophie's staying till 3.
Got it.
So yeah, so now you know our children's school schedules.
Well, we didn't say what schools they were going to.
But also, so this is, yeah, because like, we caught up with our kids. Now what's going on?
Well, I would like to talk about Big Little Lies.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if we want to.
Spoiler alert.
Or we could talk about The Handmaid's Tale. We can talk about both.
We can talk about both. And just okay, so.
You're completely caught up, like you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. Wait, let me make sure.
No, I think you are. What was the last thing you saw?
No, you're done because you told me. We discussed the last episode.
Then yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah, we discussed the last episode.
So, right now, if you have not seen all of the season one of Big Little Lies or the first two seasons of Handmaid's Tale, just fast forward a little bit because we're going to spoil it. So you've been warned. Yeah.
I mean, Missy, when you're listening to this,
well, Missy should be caught up by the time.
We thought she was caught up and she wasn't.
Well, she's.
Yeah, you weren't in that chat.
Now.
We got in trouble.
Yeah.
You weren't in that chat.
She wasn't in that chat. She just didn't see it until much later.
No, I'm not in your Handmaid's Tale chat. You can add me now.
We went over to. Now. Well, but then now you have to be aware that she's Missy's not caught up.
Okay, but that's
because I talked about.
Well, kick her out, add me, and then we'll put her back.
We started it with the intention of missing being able to take. Like her venting somewhere and not spoil it for you because we know that you wanted to watch it.
But then we thought she was caught up.
But then we thought she was caught up because she said something about season two and at some point and we thought she was caught up.
Like, oh, I should be done with season two on Sunday and like a week later.
Yeah.
We're talking about season two and she's like, I'm not caught up. I'm like, shit. But yeah, so Vanessa will listen to this and she will put in the footnotes when you can come back.
Yeah. I'll put the timestamp. Okay. So right now we're at 19:59. We're at 20 minutes exactly. And we're starting
the discussions.
The discussion, Big Little Lies first?
Whatever. Big Little Lies is shorter, so we can do that first.
Yeah. So okay. Big Little Lies.
So, first of all, my biggest complaint about this show, and I don't have a lot of them, but this is just me like being a douche. My biggest complaint about the show is that this is not my Eric Northman.
I was just gonna say, not
this
my
is
Northman.
Not
yeah, no.
Who I have loved for many, many years. Even though I was not team Sookie and Eric, I still loved Eric. No, I was not. But I still had such a fond, it wasn't a rivalry for me.
Ew.
Yeah, I still had such a fond appreciation for Eric.
He was always naked.
Yeah.
It's great.
He just wasn't, in my opinion, the right person or the right vampire for Sookie. But I still love Eric Northman. Like it wasn't a traditional love triangle in the sense that you have to like hate one of them.
Just like Alcide.
Right. No, like, I loved Elsie.
There was no...
All the guys on that show were so hot.
It was just like, you have this many options. You exactly. really have this many options. Even,
Merlot.
Yeah.
Even Sam wasn't, like, terrible.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed. No. Like, no.
He would be the last one I would pick, but, you know,
still... Listen, even Lafayette and me can have a conversation if he was into it.
But Lafayette's dead now.
I know, and Jesus...
Anyway,
I love Jesus.
So yeah, so that's my first thing. I was like, and I already knew about his. I already knew that his character was abusive, and I already because I had seen like when it first debuted, like the clip about like the penis. It was like everywhere. So I already knew that the character was abusive. But so I knew going into it that I wasn't gonna like him. But it is really like. I'm not saying this because I'm in an abusive relationship, but this is my cry for help. But it's a really interesting window into what an abusive relationship looks like.
100%.
Yeah, because it's very like facade. Like it's very what she was projecting, what you see,
right.
And then like it's the little things and the little things
and
that,
the little things that you don't think are affecting your children that end up affecting your children. And there's like an observation that David made is that one of the twins, whenever they're fighting,
Northman's not in Big Little Lies.
Eric Northman?
No, that's not his real name.
Oh, okay. I was like,
Skarsgård.
It's Alexander. I'm like, I'm so fucking confused right now.
His name is Eric Northman.
It was his character.
I'm so confused. I didn't watch Skarsgård.
I didn't watch True Blood.
No.
You would like True Blood.
I don't like vampires.
But it's better.
I don't like scary vampires.
They're not scary.
They're not scary.
They're campy. It's super campy.
It's super campy.
I don't like vampires, though.
But you read all of Twilight.
But they weren't scary. They fucking sparkled.
And you didn't watch Vampire Diaries either.
No.
Nope. I didn't watch vampire stuff.
I promise you.
Dude, when I was little, I would fall asleep with my comforter, like, pulled over my head and my hands against my neck where my veins, my arteries are, because I was like, a vampire's gonna come get me. At least this way I'm like hiding.
You know, this really explains a lot.
It does explain, and I considering I'm the fact terrified. That I played Kindred and Masquerade and all that type of crazy shit in high school because I wanted to be a vampire.
I think you would like True Blood. True Blood is super campy. It does not take itself seriously. They're not scary at all. Like,
there's the glowy
special
fairies.
Effects are so listen. The special effects are so bad that there's no way for you.
There's twinkly fairies.
Well, maybe now that I'm older, I might be able to deal with it. But like back in the day, I did not.
You know, I don't know. Plus, there's a lot of sex on that.
There's a lot of
and
sex.
Like good stuff.
I mean, I'll give it a shot.
The fact that you were terrified of vampires and that I was like wanting to be one establishes so much of our relationship.
I mean, I love vampires. I've always loved vampires.
Trying to bite my neck, Chris.
I've always loved vampires. I saw Interview with a Vampire when I was way too young. I was like 6 when I saw that movie because I thought it, like, my logic to my grandmother was that there's a kid in the movie, so it's okay for kids to watch it. And no. But it didn't, but yeah.
No, I have a very romanticized view of
Anne
vampires.
Rice does that.
Which she
anyway.
Did that to me.
Yeah. So anyway, I also was very much expecting for Adam Scott to be a douche because in every role he plays that's not Ben, he's a douche.
That's why, like, when you asked me, you're like, is he a douche?
I was just like waiting for the other shit. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop with him because
I'm glad he found his balls towards the end though.
Yeah.
Because he was
maybe
very...
his balls were behind the beard.
Maybe.
Because it was when they shaved the beard that he finally...
They dropped him.
Yeah.
Because he was like, this is not my norm. Listen, he was working too hard with the beard to not be a douche.
Right.
So finally, when like that weight was lifted, then his balls could descend.
For me, that relationship is the most relatable.
Yeah, they have...
Is Maddie and Ed.
Yeah. It's the most non...
Yeah, but there are a lot of very specific things that, and again, I'm not implicating myself in anything, but there are a lot of specific things that happen or like conversations they had that I've had those same conversations in my own relationship. Mm-hmm. So that was really, I knew from very early on that Perry was Ziggy's father. But I don't know if I knew that.
How did you know that?
Because, well...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I don't know if it was because, well, a couple things. I don't know if it was because I knew he was abusive and I knew going into this show that he already had like those tendencies. But by like the end of the second episode, I said it. I was like, this guy is the one who raped Jane. And,
I did not see that coming at all. And I read the book and I did not like, I did not
plus
put that
also
together.
If you like pay attention in her flashback scenes, the body is it's Skarsgård, like it's him. So
I mean, yes, knowing what I know,
right?
Yes, but like even though I knew that,
I haven't read the book. You guys have read the book, but I didn't, so I don't like know what is in, out, left out, how it plays out in the book. So
with the book, I mean, I'm gonna spoil the book too because we're already spoiling everything with the book. When the part in the show where they find her quote unquote rapist, like he gave a fake name,
right?
He actually gives his cousin's name.
Oh, okay.
So we in the book where we figure out, oh,
it is someone that like looks like him.
Yeah,
right. Okay, that makes
sense. It's my husband's cousin, and blah blah blah, and then like they go through the whole thing, and it just like, and then like the big reveal at the end is a little bit more drawn out, obviously because you're reading it, so mm-hmm. you get like little bits here and there,
right?
But I like how they did it. I like how the film, the show was shot. I like
That's David and I were discussing it towards the end, like the cinematography in the show. It's amazing. And he made a good point. Like, there's a lot of times where it's like, there's moments where it looks like voyeurism, and then there's moments where it's like you're the first person. Yeah. So, and it's really interesting, like how they jump back and forth between that. So
yeah, the lighting, and it's a very like smooth transition between the two, because it's not jarring. Like it's a really well done show.
It's great.
And then I liked with the last episode, I watched like the little discussion that they do at the end of
the show. I didn't see it for the last episode.
I only did it for the last episode because I was like skipping to the next episode since I was binging it. Also, I just actually finished binging it like 2-3 weeks ago. And I like what they said, like at the very last scene, they show like all the moms together playing on the beach with their kids, and then like they show the detective, and now kind of like giving you a preview of next season is going to be from the detective's point of view, because they're still trying to figure out who murdered Perry. Spoiler.
Well, the detective is not convinced that it wasn't an accident, which is basically like what it looks like. And
neither is his mama.
Which cannot wait. If you don't know, Meryl Streep is coming on to play Perry's mom.
That's gonna be.
So, I really hated, and I you're supposed to. Oh, just to wrap up the Perry discussion, I am like one of those people that is pretty good at figuring out where things are going before it's revealed to us. So the fact that that is the only thing that I'm like, okay, that sometimes I get like ahead of myself and in my own head, and I'm like, well, then it seemed like obvious. And that was the only thing that I was like, well, it seemed kind of obvious that like Perry's this terrible guy, so yes, he would be the guy that like raped Jane and fathered Ziggy, and Ziggy could have these like potentially abusive traits that that, you know, is passed on genetically or whatever. But that's just me. But I do that to myself with a lot of movies anyway. I tend to just pick up on things and I figure shit out.
I'm going to give a super random reference, but that was very the green bottle beer drinker from Crossroads.
Yes.
Like that, it was very like
the signs point to like you being the bad guy. So you're going to be the bad guy.
So there was no like, and like the whole time, like we're waiting too much for this person. We're putting too much attention to this person. And then like it, of course, you know, this person's being like, they're separating them so much that there's no connection between them.
And then Jane and Perry were never in a room before the party.
Yeah, and well, in the book, it's the same way. Like, they don't see each other until the party.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you do so, like, everybody else
interacts
like more or less, like at least like they may not be
a handful of times.
Yeah, so that they're the people and that are the most separated.
I don't know if like the you know, the regular reader is supposed to realize that they've never been in the same room until the party, or if that's just something that you just happen to.
Well, I mean, thinking back, yes, I see that now.
Right.
But in, at least in the book, there's so much happening with like, the only thing that that is in the show that wasn't in the book, I think, was Maddie's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maddie's affair.
I don't remember that in the book. I don't remember that being in the book.
And I think I asked Q about it, but I don't remember that being in the book.
I'm really bad, and I just call them like Reese and Nicole and Zoe, because I really am horrible with the names.
Well, the first thing I said after the first episode, I looked at David and I texted you guys. I'm like, this is a bunch of fucking white nonsense.
It is.
Like that.
100%.
That well, 100%.
It's a fucking rich white neighborhood.
The peak white nonsense is Renata Klein.
Oh like, my God.
Her name is Renata. If that's not a name that when you see that she's the president of the PTA and you cringe.
Yeah.
Like she is Christina Applegate in Bad Moms.
Yeah.
Like it's expected. You're just like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
I do miss though that in the book, all those moms, like the PTA moms, they call them the Bobs because they all have blonde bobs. So that's kind of like, I kind of miss that.
I understand why they don't do that in a show, because in a visual medium, you need contrast. But I get that.
It would look really, like,
it would look weird.
It would look Stepford.
Yeah.
But I missed that tiny little detail, because in the book, she's like, oh, she's the leader of the Bobs. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then when they explain it, you're like, oh my God, that's hilarious. And it's just like, one little detail that I did miss, but besides, like,
yeah, but
other
I think
than that, she played Renata fucking perfectly. Mm. Like, I have.
She's got the white nonsense down.
She's got the white nonsense down.
Because it's totally.
The birthday party.
I was watching the birthday party and I'm like, this looks like one of the parties that I throw. I sent it to David and he was like, yeah.
I sat there watching it and I was like, I'm like, I get it. I get what you're going for and what's going to happen, but that looks nice.
Yeah. I mean, I make these happen like almost on a weekly basis.
I'm like, so. I get it. I'm like, I know what's happening, but for those couple first seconds, I was like,
you know how when you watch movies with like a lot of violence or like a lot of sex, whenever you start to get like, desensitized by these things. Like, I'm desensitized by parties now, like these lavish parties on even if it's like a reality show that it's an actual party or if it's something, it's a movie set. Now I'm to the point where I'm like, I would have done this, and this. Or like,
those discussions all the time.
Or I'm looking at like a table setting and I notice that like the forks are wrong or like that the charge, like there's a charge or what, like, you know.
Well, that's like me with car seats. Like, I look at a movie and like they'll do the car seat wrong and it will take me out of the movie. I'm like, it's not that child is in the wrong
car seat. This is not how eBay works.
Like, that is the wrong kind of car seat, but that kid is not buckled correctly. Like, I don't like this movie anymore. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But that's my thing.
No, but every time I'm texting Christy and I'm like, this party is annoying me.
Totally. And I'm like, and they'll be like, oh, look how pretty this is. And I'm like, okay. Did you see how they did this?
Our first world problems are.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of parties, by the way, Missy and I have decided that you're going to plan my wedding and it's going to be in her backyard.
Apparently it's in my backyard.
Yeah, it's going to be in her backyard and Jeff is going to officiate it. And
I thought we've had this conversation a
I know,
lot.
But like Missy is like pushing me to do this now. Mac and Chess is going to cater. Yeah. And I think Patty's going to take the picture.
Like, Dave is also a minister. So I think that Jeff and Dave could do like a co-ceremony.
I would love that. And I also want a short ceremony. And I love your husband.
Marriage.
I have a feeling like Jeff is going to go on and on.
But Jeff can keep it a little more concise. Like, I love Dave. He's my BFF. He do, like, I love him.
The having and the giving and receiving.
You mean the soliloquy that he's going to like?
Yeah, no, like I'm already imagining it and I'm going to be like, come the fuck on. Let's get out.
I
get
actually
it
went to
with.
See a really nice venue today that's not expensive. So.
Yes, but is it cheaper than free?
No.
Is it cheaper than
but
free?
But for not doing it in the clubhouse, the clubhouse is not a lot of money and it's like huge.
Well, yeah, my clubhouse is
super
cheap.
But see, if we do it in
our
house, I'd be like, sorry, it's in a house and we have no space. So sorry, you're not invited. No, like I told Missy, like the only people I want to invite is like my parents, his parents, my podcast friends and my cousin because she lives in Miami and that's it. That's okay. It. Like, I don't want anybody else there. So, teeny right. Tiny, everybody fits in Chrissy's backyard.
I have to send you money.
Okay.
I just bought a movie.
Okay.
What did you buy?
5 Feet Apart.
Of course you did.
5 Feet Apart is on iTunes if anybody's interested.
All right. So, how many?
There was a lot about this show. I really loved this show. I don't have a lot of bad things to say about it. My big critique is that it was a little bit predictable that Perry was.
Well, I'm good at figuring out like comedies more so than dramas,
mm-hmm.
But to me it was not. And I read the book, and as a book reader, I really enjoyed the show. Like as a fan of the book and of the author. They did a great job with the show. And I mean, if it's better that they did it a show instead of a movie.
Yeah, no, it needed the nuances.
You know the backstory behind how this even like got made?
No.
Reese?
So you know Reese has her
Reese.
You know she has her production company, which has done like Wild and Gone Girl and like those kind of like
a whole bunch of movies that she's been in?
Well, she's not in Gone Girl.
I meant
okay. So, but she specifically started a female-led production company to produce more female-led projects. But Nicole Kidman also has her Australian production company, and basically they were both optioning the rights for this.
This was an Australian story, if I'm not
mistaken. Leanne Moriarty is an Australian author. So they both basically were like trying to fight for this, and then like I forgot who calls who. But they kind of, one called the other and was like, what if we stop fighting and we just like
just
do
it
this
together? Yeah.
So.
And then now they're BFFs. I swear to God, I'm hearing voices.
Creepy.
It comes and goes.
Is Bonnie supposed to be like a hippie, like, yeah, that's like her character.
Yeah,
she perfect. Hand crochets doilies and sells them on Etsy for $1,000.
I
feel like everybody's character was portrayed when I first
saw Bonnie. I texted when I first saw Bonnie and Nathan. I texted you guys and I was like, "This is the couple that you hate that's on House Hunters. Mm-hmm. That he like breeds salamanders and she's like an artisanal bubble maker and they have a $2 million budget.
I'm a professional pencil sharpener."
That's what like Missy was like. Oh, she's a yogi. I go, yeah. But really, in my head, she like hand crochets and sells on Etsy for like $1,000. Or like
she's hot as fuck too.
Or she makes artisanal soaps.
Like I might be when she starts dancing at the birthday party. I'm like,
it's Zoe Kravitz though.
She's hot,
I don't know. Zoe Kravitz isn't my type of girl.
But she's pretty. She's
wouldn't
very
kick
pretty.
Her out of bed for eating crackers.
I don't know. She's not my type of girl.
I think she,
well, whatever. I don't want to body shame anyone. She's just not my type of girl.
So. She's not thick enough for you.
No. No, she has a very pretty face, though. Like, David, she was, like, singing the song at the end of the last episode. Great. David and I were looking at each other. We're like, how does she manage to look like her father, but not enough like her father that she's, like, ugly and manly, but then, like, looks like her mother and...
sings like her father.
Yeah. It's a very...
She's a good balance of both people.
Yeah.
She's, like, got the, like, if you had to pick, like, some genetic combination of, like, nature and nurture, mm-hmm. like, she's, like, the best made thing because it's, like, Lenny Kravitz.
And her stepfather is Jason Momoa.
Exactly. That's where I'm going. So Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz made it.
Right.
And then but she Jason has the Momoa.
She's the same body type as Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Lisa
yeah.
Bonet has that
but
same
then, like,
body.
Jason Momoa helped raise it.
Right.
So it's, like, she's... And they go out and drink together. They have matching tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, her and Jason Momoa are, like...
They get along.
They get along. Like, yeah.
That yeah. just, like, ups his hotness factor. Like, he gets along with his wife's ex's kid. Like,
he gets along with
Lenny Kravitz.
He gets along with Lenny Kravitz, too. Because
okay, I forget, a couple of Met Balls ago, they went together. Not...
The men's?
No. Oh. Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz went together. And it was before Jason Momoa. It was like right after Khal Drogo, but like before the DC stuff. So like he was
not
known, but he wasn't Aquaman yet. But I had like a moment of panic. I'm like, are these two back together? And is she leaving? Did she leave Jason Momoa? First of all, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, unless he's...
Like, tell me where you left him. I will go pick him up.
Unless he's Perry in real life, which I highly doubt. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
He just worships her.
Yeah. But then that's the thing. Like, so like they get along, like, because they there's no... Because do you think that there's like an ounce of like jealousy?
I mean, no. You've never seen the picture where Lenny Kravitz's pants split? Yeah. No, we're good. Everyone's all on the same page.
Everybody's just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So that's
so
that's
happy
our,
to be included.
That's our yeah. Big Little Lies.
I'm really interested to see where the second season is going to go.
It's going to go.
I don't love. I now that I know that about the detective, I don't know that I love that. I think that I was always, even before watching the show, knowing that it was a book and it was only a one-off book, like it's not a series, and knowing that the intention was for it to be a limited series and then they added it, like that always for me is always,
it's always scary.
It's always scary because it's like, well, now you're just making shit up because you're trying to make money. And I understand the hustle of like trying to make money, but a lot of times American television like stretches things out
more than it should,
more than like way beyond what it needs to be. So I'm hoping that this doesn't happen with this.
Well, the show ended the show left out a little bit of the ending from the book.
Okay.
Because I read the book last summer, so I don't remember 100%, but I think that the person who kills Perry turns herself in at the end of the book.
Okay.
So
we've spoiled this whole thing. You could say who killed Perry.
You know what? I don't remember her name.
Bonnie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz.
If I'm not mistaken, she either like says that she wants to turn herself in, or she actually does turn herself in. So there. I mean, that's a really
right
small little bit that was left out, and I don't know if maybe that's how they're gonna end season two.
Right.
But
I mean, look, I will say this: like, from, I mean, I didn't go to law school, but I was studying to go to law school. And I took like a couple of criminology classes and I took a few like pre-law classes. Uh-huh. From having, from like a legal standpoint, like it's self-defense in defense of another. So right. It, like what the detectives were talking about, that they could be like involuntary manslaughter and it could be all these things. Like, yeah, I understand that you pushed the guy like on purpose, but that like was he was literally beating up on one lady and no, then these one. Other four chicks were trying to like make him stop and he like he was like kind of unstoppable. Like had she not done that, they could have all been very seriously hurt.
Right.
So I think that there is a case. There's definitely a case for Bonnie had they just
told the truth.
Yeah, and this is why it's Pretty Little Liars for adults. And it's because had they just been forthcoming with the truth, it'll instead of like they would be done. But then we wouldn't have an interesting show. So you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's. I mean, I really enjoyed this show, and I'm looking, I did.
I really enjoyed
cautiously
it.
Optimistic about a season.
Listen, they got Meryl Streep.
I know.
So, and like the little preview scenes that they put.
You know, I'm not like the biggest Meryl fan.
Yeah,
you know,
but the, of her as like the overbearing mother.
Yeah, as the overbearing mother-in-law. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that seems like the. Yeah. Perfect casting, like that. When she, like the tension that she brings, ooh. More white nonsense. It's amazing,
guys. We're at 45.
Do you want to take a break?
We can, we can stop and do another episode and do Handmaids in a second episode.
Okay, we can do that.
Want to do that?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, guys. So, okay. So, how many stilettos are we giving Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
Let's review it. Why not?
We review things.
We've been doing it
at a scale of 5.
Yeah, out of 5.
Okay.
We only have 2 feet,
I would give it like 4.5 just because for me it was a little bit predictable that Perry was.
I can agree with 4.5. I like 4.5 because like I said, there's tiny little details missing from the book that were not in the show, but even with that stuff missing, it was an amazing show. Right. I think they
not shitting on it at all.
I think they did the book justice. I think they were almost line for line with the book. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the acting is amazing. The casting was great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like everybody, like
Renata's casting was fucking perfect.
Love and hate Shailene Woodley so much.
The only other person that could have Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley. I like love and hate her so much.
Dude, she's the same. It's the same character from Teenage. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Life of the American Teenager. It's the same fucking thing.
That's my issue. Like, I love and hate her so much because.
I agree.
Do you hate her because she doesn't, like, live. She lives off the grid and she doesn't wear deodorant?
No, I don't care about that.
That's another reason I hate her.
It's like.
Because she's basically Bonnie in real life.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I love her. In Fault in Our Stars, like, she was amazing.
I never saw
Divergent,
that.
She's amazing.
Wasn't like, she in the one with George Clooney?
Descendants. Oh, that's what got her out of. That's what got her out of TV.
Yeah,
and got her into the movies. Because
she's very talented, though, isn't
she? Yeah, she is. But this character
is the same girl,
same as Secret Life of the American Teenager. Yeah. Which I love. I like, never that's saw a, it.
That is a guilty.
Watch.
That's a guilty.
100% guilty pleasure
because I loved.
I watched that show when I was pregnant and I cried. Like I, when the whole character, I can't remember her name right now. When she loses her baby.
Selena Gomez's best friend.
Yeah, whatever. When she loses her baby, I was hysterical. I was like seven months pregnant with Sophie. I was like,
everybody gets pregnant on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Like, Secret Life of the American Teenager / All the Teenagers Get Pregnant.
Like, there nobody, like.
Nobody learns?
Nobody learns. No, nobody learns, and everybody gets married at, like, 17.
Yes, they get married at 17. I'm like, what are your parents doing? A shit ton of white nonsense in that show.
Oh, a lot.
Not rich white nonsense, but white nonsense.
Just white nonsense. And the best character is the sister.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, white nonsense is not exclusive to rich people. It's worse with rich people. But it's definitely not exclusive. But yeah,
that's why I love hate her because like it's the same fucking character. But like she's just so good at them.
Yeah, that, she's like, good at playing like that innocent, right. Like
come mierda,
like doe eyed, like deer caught in the headlights. Like I don't know what to fucking do. But I felt for her. When, like, her son is technically getting bullied by adults because one little kid, like, points him out in the beginning. And she's like, I've been there where, not that my kid is getting bullied by adults, but I know that feeling of, like, I just don't know what to fucking do anymore.
Yeah. Like, I
don't know how to make it better. Like, that, like,
that struck a nerve with me, and she did really fucking
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I empathize with her on that. That's what I'm
especially
saying.
Like, for someone that's not a mother. She like, did, I understand that that's like a kind of cop-out thing for me to say, but like, there is a different level of understanding, and I hate to be that person that's like, oh, when you have kids, you'll know. But like, I think that.
But I don't think that's a bad thing, because like, she portrayed it very well for not having firsthand knowledge right. on that kind of frustration, because when something's happening, like, I've talked about it before, like, last year in kindergarten, we had a really shitty fucking year at school, and I got to the point where I'm like, I don't even want to pick her up anymore. I don't want to face her teachers, because I just don't know what to do to make it better.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating as hell, and, like, there's really no comparison, because it's not like it's a dog that you can, like, crate train it. It's a fucking kid that you're getting frustrated
by.
You
could crate train a kid.
I mean, sure, but... it's kind of frowned upon.
Yeah.
In
this country.
And then she's like going, she's clashing with another parent in the school. She's coming up against the administration in the school. And all of that is different levels right. of frustrating. And it's like, it's so, there's, I honestly can't think of something that matches that frustration. If like, that's not kid related.
Right. Yeah.
So, but she did it amazing.
I actually do have a question, because it was a little confusing to me. But I mean, I figured it out, or like, it was obvious after the fact, but like, they basically in the first episode established that Sky, who's Nathan and Bonnie's right. daughter, and Chloe are half sisters, but they're not, because Chloe
they're
is...
not. They call them half sisters, okay. but
they're not even stepsisters. No. Like, they have a sister in common, but yeah. really they're
that's
nothing
what Maddie,
to each other.
Maddie clarifies that. She's like, how are they half sisters? Like, they share a sister,
right.
but they're not.
I don't think they I don't think they said that in the show. I think that might
no,
be
No, they
like,
do, but everybody's okay. like talking over each other.
Oh, okay.
So like, it's really hard to catch it, and I was
right,
like, wait,
then,
what
like,
did
I
they
think
say?
An episode or two later, Ed says, like, she refers to Chloe, well, Maddie refers to Chloe as my daughter, and then he corrects her. He goes, no, our daughter. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, is it the kind of situation where, like, you've just been around since she was a baby and you've raised her and she's really the other ones, or is she, you know? I mean, I eventually came to, like, figure it out on my own, but that is, like, a little bit of a confusing detail from the beginning.
It made sense to me, because I'm that person. Because my mom and dad.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah. No,
like what?
So, no, like, my brother and my sister are not related to each other.
Okay.
But they share.
But they share because my brother is my mom's first marriage and my sister is my dad's first marriage. Mm. But, like, so my brother and my sister to each other, they were raised as siblings.
Right.
But they have no genetic mm-hmm. anything. And I'm in the middle.
Right.
Oh, another thing that was in the book that wasn't in the movie. What's the daughter's name?
Which one?
The older daughter.
Abigail?
Abigail. Her special secret project that it was like selling her virginity to raise right. awareness for
Amnesty International.
Yeah. She actually, in the book, that website goes live.
Yeah.
And she was getting like a lot of bids and stuff. And then finally she got like $100,000 bid from an anonymous source that was like, I'll give you the money, but I'm not going to sleep with you. Like, it's, I'm giving you the money for you to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it was Celeste that paid her to do that. So that was I mean, I like the reasoning that they gave, because she was going to get publicity and she was going to get attention for the wrong reason. Yeah. Not for the charity, but because she was.
No, but I mean, like, I understand why they cut it.
Yeah, me too. But I'm just saying, like, a difference that I remember that, like, clearly stuck out to mm-hmm. me was that one.
Yeah. Like, I see why they cut it, because they were like, okay, like, there's just so much going on.
There is. But, and I, like I said, I like the reason that they gave, because in the book, she did go live with it, and she did get money. In the show, which more people are probably going to see the show than read the books, they're like, don't do it, because XYZ.
Yeah, because can you imagine if
can
they
you
do
imagine
that?
Imagine how many people are going to be like, oh, well, she got $100,000, how much money can I get?
Because that, and that's exactly why they,
and that's
like,
fucking dangerous as shit. So I completely understand why they did it. I'm not complaining about that detail change. I'm just remembering, like, these are small little details that from the book that were different in the show. But they don't bother me that they're different. It's just things that I'm remembering.
Well, David and I said it to David at the end, and I'm like, nothing like a murder to bond a group of friends.
This is true. I mean,
he was like, how many people have you murdered that you
Pretty Little Lies taught us anything.
Right, exactly. Pretty Little Liars taught us anything. It's that nothing bonds a group of girls like a murder.
All right, guys.
And not going to the cops.
Exactly. Just lies on lies on lies. So yeah, so we agree. We all like Big Little Lies.
Yes.
And yeah. So what do we think of the wine? Just as a reminder, we're drinking.
I had a lot of it.
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Let me tell you, I drank a lot and now it's over.
Yeah.
Again, as a refresher, this is the Gnarly Head 1924. Limited edition, double black Cabernet Sauvignon.
It doesn't taste like a cab.
No, and it doesn't taste like anything. Like very, like the fact that it's a double black, like
guys,
it doesn't taste strong.
But
it's dark, and I like it. I like it.
I bought two bottles of the fancier two buck Chuck because they have like the Charles Shaw collection, and then they have like Shaw, which is like a more like minimalist looking bottle, and it's a dollar more.
Three buck Chuck.
It's. Well, actually, $2 Chuck in Miami is not $2 Chuck. It's $3.99 here. No, I'm like it's $2.99 here. Whereas everywhere else, like in some other places, it's $1.99, which is why I got the name the $2 Chuck. So here it's actually $3, but then this one is $4.99.
Ah, fancy.
Yeah. All right, I really splurged.
So thank you so much for listening to us. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can also find a whole bunch of other podcasts like What's Up, Bro. Zeroes on Heroes, Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, Arprimitos, Pero Let Me Tell You, Morbid Curiosity, and I think that's it for now.
For now.
I think there's something in the works that's coming, but I can't talk about it yet until we confirm it. And if you want to email us, send us a wine recommendation, you can email us at Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. Please send money because we need to buy new microphones. And
Venmo us.
Yeah, you can Venmo us. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. What else? That's it, guys. That's it. School year's over. Summer's coming.
Okay.
We want to hear what you're doing with your children.
Yes. Talk to us. Interact with us.
They're going to be out of school. So talk to us because some of us need ideas. We love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free.
warbyparker.com/covered.